to get started on this talk today. Reverend Suzanne and I are really wanting for you, because you're not here and we don't get a chance to talk to you afterwards, to stay open and available to what we have prepared for you. That you open your hearts, your ears, your mind, the whole thing. And if you come up with any question, write some notes. Write down maybe a question that you might have about what we said. Or even if you're grateful for what we've said. So you can, Tony always has our email address on there. You can send it to info@fcsliving.org. And we're happy to get that. Or if those of you who know us, you're welcome to give us a call or text us. Anyway, let's use this time together, because this is especially designed for you to grow, to unfold, to open that door that is sacred and holy, uniquely only to you. Okay? Good. So my talk today is here and now, and as I was putting this talk together, I realized something, that things are changing. I don't know if you've noticed, but... And it's changing in a positive way. 4 years ago, we had the women's movement. And since that time, women have become more aware, speaking up. We have more women taking place in politics and making a difference. And the places that weren't safe for women have now been exposed. And they're working to come together in unity with women. And so that took place, that march that took place, made a difference. 2 years ago, Black Lives, people marched and have been for the last 2 years, when an infraction took place for somebody of color. And many people, because of our phones, because we can navigate through things and we get to see what's really going on, a difference has been made, I know, in my life, and I'm hoping in your life, that we're more open and accepting of differences and realizing that this has got to be the United States of America, where everyone is welcome. And then this last event, last week or the week before, I heard somebody say, this was a funeral. It was a funeral for the radical extremists. Now think of that. They all came out to be seen, to be understood, what's going on behind the scenes. Kind of been hidden. And so this is an opportunity for a change, for people to see what anger and abuse, whatever you want to call it, takes place. So I'm so grateful that things didn't happen that could have been a lot worse. And it's been done in plain sight, and now we can address it. And we can allow the vision of that to change how we feel about each other and how we can come together. So let's see that as a funeral for that way of thinking. Nothing gets solved through hatred and anger. So this morning's talk, here and now, change for good is taking place. And I really want to say that. I'm probably going to say that two or three times during this talk. Change for good is taking place. We've already seen it with the Women's March, Black Lives Matter. We're seeing that we have to be more available. So let's use all of these things to grow, to expand, our consciousness. So while I was on vacation, and those of you who listened to the Thursday prayer knew I read something from this, and I just happened to go to my bookcase and this pops out at me. I love how things pop. I think it's spirit pushing the books out. Anyway, it's called Taming the Tiger Within by Thich Nhat Hanh. And there's something I wanted to read to you this morning that I think is very pertinent to what's going on for all of us. That, let's see, there it is, my little mark. Okay. So just take a breath. Let's listen to this. If your house is on fire, the most urgent thing to do is to go back and try to put the fire out, not to run after the person you believe to be the arsonist. If you run after the person you suspect has burned your house will definitely burn down while you are chasing him or her. This is not the action of a wise person. You must go back and put out the fire. When you are angry, if you continue to interact with or argue with the other person, if you try to punish him or her, you are acting exactly like someone who runs after the arsonist while their home goes up in flames. Ah. Then I also read this other one, and I'm only going to read you that this was Thursday's meditation. Mindful breathing is the vehicle that we use to go back to our true divine nature. So I'm going to invite you to remember that. When you want to go after somebody to say shame on you or whatever you want to do, put out the fire in your own house. Put out the fire in your own heart. So how do we personally navigate life today? First, we don't run after the arsonist. Think about that for a minute. How many times something happens and you want to tell everybody about it? That's running after the arsonist. What's going on for you inside that needs your attention? We've got to put out our own fire of hate, our own fire of anger. We are people of faith. We're being asked to follow our faith, to allow our faith to lead our way. First, I believe we are being called to stay committed to centering daily in our faith. Connect to our divine nature. Using prayer and meditation and study to guide us. We've got to give equal time to the divine and not totally to the news. You see, prayer and meditation guides us, helps us steer ourselves in the right direction, helping us to stay connected to a truth that is greater than any condition or situation in our lives. Our seeds of faith, of trust, need our daily attention. I don't know about you, but I start the day out in meditation. Just being quiet and breathing into it, listening to good music, or some of my most favorite meditations. As we each commit to staying open to a greater vision than what we see on the news, a greater vision of everyone working together. You see, our faith is mighty and is powerful, and it puts out the fires of hate first within us. Yeah, it's easy to hate what we see on TV, but at the same time, what we really want to see is a solution to that that is taking place. As we each reboot into our sacred center of self, I don't know about you, but I'm having to do this constantly, especially lately. The world is changing. And let each of us be open to the new vision of not only a world that works for everyone, but a world that has no harm for anyone. That we become the model in this world, of a world that works for everyone. All healing is at the level of our thinking and the level of our belief. Now hear that. All healing is at the level of our thinking and the level of our belief. What we believe is going to return to us. So I know I've told you this story, but I want to tell you a story. And a story is a pan is too small. And so at Christmas time, the new wife, the new bride, she gets a ham and she cuts off both ends of the ham, throws it away. And her new husband says, "Honey, why did you cut off that ham?" She says, "I don't know. My mother cut it off." And he said, "Well, have you ever asked your mother why she did it?" And she says, "No, I never have." So she calls her mother and she says, "Mom, why do you cut the ends off of a ham?" And her mother says, "Oh, honey, I don't know. But my mother did it." And so the young bride decides she's going to call her grandmother and say, "Grandma, why did you cut both ends of the ham off?" I know you know what the final thing is. And the grandmother said, because my pan was too small. Ah. So you see, from generation to generation to generation, that was believed by her grandmother, because her grandmother's pan was too small. But it isn't anymore. So check in as we ask, am I living in those old beliefs? In those old beliefs, are they too small? Are my old beliefs too small for today? Am I open to changing my mind? Am I open to knowing that no matter what's going on, that there's good that is being revealed, just like in the Women's March? That was 4 years ago. So much has changed because of that. Let's see that the things that are happening today is the precursor to incredible change in this country. Because you see, people of faith hold that vision. They get a larger pan for more possibilities. Let's us each commit to seeing unity in our world. First, the world we live in personally, and then expand it out to this space and time and wherever we live, and then expand it out to the whole state, and then how about all of the United States? That we are a beacon of light, of freedom, which we thought we were, and we will be in greater way. Healing old beliefs that separate us from spirit is our job. Ask, where can I change? Take a breath in a moment. You know where there's an area that you want to shine the light on. What is my first thought when I see someone who looks different than me? Breathe into that one. What's your first thought? Can we make a shift in that? Can we expand our pan? I think I've told this story, but I'm going to tell it again, because it's pertinent to this time. Years ago, when I was at Santa Rosa Church, I would go every once in a while on Sunday, and I'd go down to Oakland to Reverend Eloise's church, one of my teachers and dear friend. And you know, I grew up in Oakland. So I loved to go down to her church. I loved the music. I loved Reverend E. I still love her. She's still alive. But this one Sunday, I decided that I was going to go down and be there at first service so that I could come back up and be in Santa Rosa for the last service. I love church, as you can tell. So I got to Reverend Eloise's church. I got there first service. It was early in the morning. I sat down and looked around. The people were looking at me. I said, I must have chosen the right outfit. And I just smiled, looked. They just kept looking at me. I thought, I'm really looking good today. Anybody been there? So about halfway through the service, I looked and I realized I was the only white person in the room. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Do you see? We want those blinders on that we don't see color, that we don't see differences, but we honor differences. And we respect them all. We ask ourselves, am I letting my beliefs set limits for me? Because you see, God has great ideas for you. Or do I let my beliefs open my heart to greater possibilities? It's all there for us. Trust you have a larger pan. As you let go of any limited thinking, we've got to expand our vision out. That's what we're, in my opinion, that's what we're being asked to do today. Yeah, it doesn't look cute. It doesn't look pretty. But that's because we need a bigger pan. We need a bigger vision, and we need to let go of fears that put us back into that smaller pan, into our grandmother's ideas or whoever. Let us each step out of faith that everything in our country is up for change. As we each choose, how will you respond? Will you see safety? Will you see divine order and harmony? Will you see people waking up to, you know, that's really not who I want to be? It's up to you. It's up to me. Let us each gather the fuel to grow the fires of our consciousness, to be strong, allowing our faith to be stronger than any fear. In Psalms 103, it says, God fills my life with good things. Oh, please, let's remember that. Let's remember that as we move forward in greater possibilities. Because I've learned if you empty out of negativity, if you make room for something greater, God will fill us with greater good. Because we expect it. Because we expect that we are not alone, that we are walking in the light and the love and the glory of God. If you empty out of worry, God will fill you with peace. Everybody breathe into that. Because you see, if we're worried, we got to breathe in into that sacred place and keep breathing into it until we come into that place of peace, because it exists within you, it exists within me, and God will awaken that seed of confidence within us. This is what I know to be true. It happens for me every day. And that's why I'm going to teach that class. You're going to hear more about it. The reason I chose this book, Putting the Prosperity Idea to Work, it's not only about prosperity, it's about walking with God in every moment. And yeah, it has to do with money too. But if you're wanting to be part of this class, then please join me. It starts this next Thursday. And you need to order the book from Amazon. But it's really about moment by moment coming into communion with the God of your being. It's the most delightful place to live from. So let me know if you want to join me. A question today that I have for you. Is there room in your life for greater good? Let me breathe in there. Or is your container full of worry, regret, and bitterness or fear? Everybody breathe. We all have some of that. But the key here is, if you're filled with fear or doubt or worry, offer it up to God. Stop in this moment and write it down. Whoa, this is what I'm willing to give to God. Because when we invite the divine into our life, it comes in full force, fully loving. I invite each one of us to start emptying out of what no longer serves us. Let's give equal time to trusting the power of God. There is infinite possibilities waiting for you to say yes to. Within each and every one of us, let's restore our health with trust. Trust in the power of God. Trust in the power of God to restore your compassion. Restore our right thinking. I think that's the coolest thing. When I start going down that path of my pan is too small, I just stop and breathe into it and say, okay, God, help me to come back to this place of truth. We each are being asked to do our part. I don't know what your part is, but you know it. So start thinking victory in every area of your life and the life of your neighbors. The life of the strangers that you meet in the store with a mask on. You know, every time I wear that mask in the store, and especially lately because it's cold and I go early in the morning, I have my hoodie on and my mask and sometimes my sunglasses. I feel like the robber that's walking into the store. Anybody else or is it just me? It's probably just me. Okay, moving right along. We've got to thank victory. Think of victory in every area of your life. If you're struggling with something, say, okay, God, that's where I need some victory. Because the answer will always be, yes, you are my beloved. Put your shoulders back, stand up straight, hold your head up high, and remember, you are the child of the Most High God. Bring that in. I am the child of the Most High God. It is God's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. The spirit of life lives within you. You gotta put that spirit of life to work. Because you're never alone. And pay attention to what you're thinking, where you're putting your attention. Our thinking and our way of thinking is what runs our life. See, a lot of people, especially when I was growing up, they say, well, you're such a Pollyanna. Yes. I say, yeah. Life works out for me. It always does. And even when it feels like it doesn't, and I stop and I say, what is this asking of me? It's amazing what I'm finding that I need to expand my sphere of availability. Because you see, I never want to go back to that place of limited thinking. I used to live there. This is so much better. I am blessed. Say that right now to yourself. I am blessed. Something really good is in my future. Thank you, God. And I am looking for good to show up, not only in my life, but I'm looking for good to show up in your life. Are you looking too? That's the question of the day. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, a new light is coming into the world. We are on the borderland of a new experience, of a new expression. How much of this infinite good is yours? All of it is yours. You have to accept it. You have to say yes to it. So I'm going to invite you to stay open and available, to say there is so much good for me, and I'm going to keep looking and keep opening to receive in a greater way. Let's take it into prayer. Ah, so take a deep breath, and as you follow that breath down to your heart, open your heart, recognizing that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, Spirit, the Beloved, Father, Mother, God, whatever you choose, there's only one life. And that life is unique and divine and desires to be expressed through all that you are and all that I am. And so I open and I accept and I receive the greater good, knowing and accepting that I am the beloved child of the Father, Mother, God. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I may know that I speak the word of God. And so it is my pleasure and pure delight to speak this word for and about you this day, knowing that right where you are, there is an expansion of consciousness. There is an expansion of good, of blessings, of love, of healing, and wholeness. I know and accept that right where you are, there is a brilliant essence of love at the center of your being. I claim and accept for you a greater opening in this conscious awareness of perfect health, perfect harmony, and divine right action. Knowing greater good is right here, right now, where you are. And so together we stay open and available to perfect health, prosperity, guidance, infinite wisdom. And we bless our new administration, and we bless all of the people that are keeping that new administration safe. And we bless the people of these last couple of weeks who have such anger, knowing that they see clearly and they shift their course to come into greater harmony within themselves. We know this is possible. We claim it and we accept it. We know that there is a greater birthing taking place in this wondrous country of ours. We claim it, we accept it, we know it to be the truth. Knowing and accepting that there's the mystery and the miracles that are available through and to each and every one of us. So I release this, my powerful word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, and spilling over. We are full of it. Thank you, God. I am full of the light of God, and all of us are. We let it be so. So it is. Amen.